The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Another edition of Crosstalk Unhinged. The gang is all here. Boys, how you feeling today?
There's a lot of pressure because Zetterman's on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, Danny. Oh, yeah. He's monitoring.
He demands perfection.
And he's going to stare us down if the topics aren't right, if we're talking too much sports.
Oh, yeah. Good thing from the glare, I can't see in there, and I don't have a headset on, so I can't hear him either.
And if we're going
to
force...
So he doesn't exist to me at the moment.
And he's going to get mad at me if I force too many fucking swears.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to drop any fucking swears.
You don't want to drop any unnecessary
swears. But you just want them to be solid.
I didn't even notice it was Carm when he walked in. He's got no facial hair. He's got a tight haircut.
Everything.
I clipped.
What do you got, a date tonight?
What's going on? I kept the mustache for like an hour, and then I realized it was too ridiculous.
But you shaved, but you still have the...
Well, I didn't shave. I just put my beard off.
My son gave him the advice that if you're going to go with the mustache, you got to make the commitment to the mustache, and this mustache will make the commitment back to
you. I can't make it.
Said you got to keep it a year. He goes, you got to grow a mustache for a year. You got to nurture it. You got to brush it. You got to comb it. You got to oil it. You really got to take care of it.
I think the people that look best with mustaches.
You look like
I almost said mushrooms for some reason.
That too.
But if you notice the distance between the nose and the lip of Tom Selleck, you could put a fucking Buick there.
Yeah.
It's the guys that have that big space, so actually the mustache is thick and wide and burly. Yeah. It's idiots like me that have that little tiny, then it looks
Salvador
like
Salvador Dali.
Your landing strip is too small. Is that what you're saying?
Mine's nice and bushy.
Like, Sylvie, you got a nice space between your nose and your lip, so you could grow a good mustache.
Yeah.
I don't think the good kids so much are me. You kind of.
Yeah, mine's pretty bushy. Mine's like, I get a real thick, bushy, like, it looks like Luigi.
I mean, I got a character.
I got shades of gray. I can't even go goatee anymore because the beard is more grayish and the mustache is more brownish.
Distinguished, though. I think it's a good mix. No, I think it's
salt and pepper's a good mix.
Your ball hair gray,
salt
too?
Salt and pepper, yeah.
No, mine's not.
No, I'm still dark.
Yeah,
no,
I'm gray everywhere except my balls.
I think it's darker up high, but as you get down around the sack, I think it gets a little
gray. There's a little gray down there, too. Yeah. You go out there, you investigate them.
I'm good downstairs.
But you really got to let the ball hair grow for a while. That way, when you do like a hedge clipping on it, you can really kind of identify if they're...
Here, Water, what do you think of that mustache?
That's good.
That's a nice thick.
That's a good stash.
How long is that from? That's from 2 years ago?
That's from March of 2021.
I don't think I'd let you in my neighborhood.
I bet you Karen liked it.
Did you comb that?
I bet you Karen liked it.
Yeah, I'd have to brush it. I only kept that for like 2 days.
Did you ever say wiggle your ears, my thighs itch?
No.
No, she never said that.
Look at that. That looks like a character. I can't keep
you
that.
You look like a character
it
in a
movie. It looks like a fucking character.
Great.
It's no good. I don't know.
I think you look great.
No.
I think you look handsome. You look like a schoolboy right now.
I know. I'm nice and
If some MILF or some cougar was walking around here, she wouldn't know if you were legal or not.
You would ask if you were a junior or senior in college right now.
Yeah, young man.
Look at that beard. Remember that beard from like 2 years ago?
Do you have this all like saved?
Well, no, it's just in my photos. Well, because these are videos. These are Whiskey Wednesday videos.
It's like a Mr. Potato Head. He's got all the different looks of Carmen.
You got to get grow that back, and then you got to get a Peaky Blinders haircut.
No. Fuck, that beard was long. Damn.
Yeah,
no, I can't. I get sick of it every once in a while. I'm not a beard guy.
Yeah.
The longest I've ever gone is like 3 months during COVID, and I finally, well, not even during COVID.
That is a good mustache, though. You're right.
I mean, you grew a good mustache. But it annoys me. I get annoyed. And so I shaved, and then I got a haircut. I'm all nice and tight. I don't need a haircut for us. Don't need a haircut for a month now. Yeah. And once a month, you like clockwork.
Good. Yeah, you look good.
We're good to go. Maybe 5 weeks.
You don't need that product.
Do they cut your eye, like your eyebrow hairs? And your
when they're starting to go, like the unibrow starts to happen, yeah, my lady, she'll
come in with a pool lamp.
She'll clean it up.
She'll come in with a big
take the clippers.
Yeah. I'm once a week on the eyebrows. Yeah, yeah. I just use a scissors.
Yeah, I do too.
I just go right in. My wife laughs at me.
Yeah.
And I just
that's not dangerous. Yeah,
yeah, you could screw that up. You should take your manscaper and do it because it's nice.
I think you need to
put a guard on it.
I just trim it.
Yeah. You got to put a guard on it.
Right, right. I don't use the guard on the balls, though. Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
That's risky.
I'll draw a little blood every now and then.
Yeah, that's risky.
But you know what?
Your sack bleeds like a stuck pig.
I know, but you know what?
Have you ever had your sack bleed? Like, it doesn't stop bleeding.
Strong like bull now.
Strong like bull because
after many shavings. Yeah.
So it's like it gets...
It's like a leathery man.
Yeah.
It
happens,
too, if you shave your urine and just soak your balls in them and really toughen it up.
A la Moise Salou.
A la Moise Salou.
What happened?
If you collect your pee and soak your balls in it, it'll toughen that skin up.
That's nasty.
Never tried
100%.
How did you stumble upon that?
I'm just assuming the Moise Salou hardening of the hands.
You're assuming.
You're urinating on your hands.
No, that sounded like
you're tough.
That sounds like a plan that's been enacted.
I think, but remember, when you pee in something, you got to make sure it's only up to like halfway or a little less, because when you dunk your balls,
you're
going to
go
there,
up. Yeah, the volume.
The volume is, you know, so you got to make sure you don't want pee spilling everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to do this at home, kids,
and
make sure you leave enough room.
Don't do this at home.
Before you use that bowl, too, to eat soup out of, make sure you wash it.
Yeah. Any of you kids out there, if you're going to dunk your balls in your pee.
In your urine, toughen the skin, yes.
How long do you soak your balls in your own urine?
And what kind of container do you use?
20 minutes. What's the word I'm looking for? The plastic one that you could throw away.
Tupperware?
Boom. Something similar to that, yes.
And then pitch it when you're done.
Yeah.
Fortunately
for me, I got like steps leading up to my hot tub. So it's a perfect area to let my little guys just hang and soak comfortably.
Really?
So you have a ball soaking station in a hot tub.
Oh, yeah, and urine to toughen
the
skin.
Cut the top off a 1 gallon milk jug.
Sure,
and
do that.
And then fill it up with your own urine.
I've seen you do that before.
This can't be.
I think you should.
I think you're playing.
I think, Sylvie, you should try it. I think the wife
he doesn't
will
need
enjoy
to try it. He said his
right.
He's got
yes,
he's
already they've been toughened tough, up. Tough, yeah. They've been tough. I'm on a once a week eyebrow trim. About once every couple week a ball trim.
Yeah.
On the ear hair, I'm about once every 5 days or so.
About the nose.
Straight edge.
The nose every couple of weeks.
Yeah, me too.
Too much on the nose, and then I start, they get sore on the inside.
Ingrown hairs.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yep.
I go too much.
Since we're here, digging,
how low do you go when you're doing the ball stuff?
I'm 10.
Yeah. Oh, you got to go to the tank.
I'm 10 again.
You got to go almost to the starfish.
How far back you go.
You almost go to the starfish. Almost. You're right there.
I try to get underneath the carriage as much as I can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's hard. There's a lot of hair down there.
It's like you're sitting on hay if you don't do it.
He's Italian, guys.
You got to clean up everywhere.
My Lord.
There's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
It's funny, I don't have hair on my chest.
You don't want dingleberries, do you?
No, that's bad.
You don't want dingleberries, so you got to clean that up, too.
I'll just take the edge, the clippers, and just shave my ass hair for
I don't have ass
hair. Man, I'm talking about the collection down there.
Yes. Oh.
It's like I can make a wool scarf. I mean, that's how much
got
hair.
Got a penny down there.
You have actual hair on the cheeks?
On my ass.
No, I don't want to see it.
It's disgusting.
Come on, you're not a hairy guy. I want to see it. Let me see your ass hair.
Pull it up.
You're going to go the other direction?
He's lifting up his shorts.
You got like
how about that we're wearing fucking shorts?
I know.
Are you wearing shorts?
I'm not.
You got jeans.
I've got jeans on.
I didn't see your
I've got a short sleeve shirt on.
We're recording this. It's 75 and sunny like it's mid-June. And
tomorrow it's all over.
We'd be lucky if this is the weather in mid-June, by the way.
No, stop it.
Mid-June? We'll be bitching in mid-June. You wait. What do you got? What are you laughing at?
It's upper ass quadrant. It's like up high and to the left.
Hair?
Yeah, hair. Yeah.
Both sides.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Up high to the left and to the right.
I'm that way, too. It's bad.
On the cheeks?
It's bad.
What are you going to do?
I have a lot in the crack.
In the back, on the ass. That's where I'm my most hairy.
Back of the ass, but you're lucky you're not a big fella.
I keep it clean, though.
Well, if you're a big fella like that, you can get a polyanidal cyst.
My brother had one of those.
Have I told you the story about my best friend from home, Phil Vogel? Had one of those between his ball sack and his anus.
One of what?
And that happened.
Polyanoidal
had
cyst.
One of these
a polyanidal cysts.
Where he, dude.
And I'm talking about it's a rager, man.
Okay, so he says he goes, it gets so bad. He says
your balls can't even rest.
He's like in the worst pain he's ever had in his life. This was like 20 years ago. He says he goes to the emergency room because it's so bad. Right. Doogie Howser's his doctor.
Right.
He says some dude who's got to be 25 and
he's on all fours.
No, he goes.
Show the way to show
goes,
it.
No. He goes. Well, what do you got going on here? He goes. I got to show this to you. He said.
Oh, no.
He took his leg like the good kid does, put it up on the thing, and the doctor looked at it and goes, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like that in my life. He goes, like the last thing you want to hear in your life.
Stella, Marcy, come in here. You got to see this.
Is dude, when the doctor goes, is floored.
He goes, I can't do anything about this.
Oh.
Hey, let me call someone. He calls another guy in. He goes, what am we supposed to do about this? He goes, let's get him straight into the emergency room. Let's get him operated on tonight.
OR.
They didn't have any beds to do it. So the first thing in the next morning, he had surgery for it.
So all they do is rinse it.
And it, he said right. it was A, it was the size of a softball, and B, the amount of gunk that came out
and
of it.
And the stench.
Was dude, like how does that happen?
It's the innards. It's the stench.
Like an ingrown hair.
It's like an ingrown hair. He's a hairy guy.
And it gets infected.
So what happened to mine on the polyanatal cyst, it's a pore.
Yeah.
And then the cyst starts to develop and it goes sideways.
Yeah.
My pore looked like a cave.
Yeah.
It was my brother's wedding. We're over there on Friday playing golf. I couldn't sit in a golf cart. Yeah. I go, Mark, I go, feel like I got a fucking cave on the back of my ass. What the
that's
fuck's going
awful.
On?
Yeah.
And he looks at it. He goes, I don't know what the fuck it is. He goes, yeah, but it's a pore and it's sideways now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well,
that's what they do on, you know, they play golf and check each other's ass out.
Hot compresses, the whole ball, the whole wedding, I'm uncomfortable. I can't sit. This, that. Next morning, I go to the emergency room with my sister, Eva. Eva takes me to the emergency room. I go back in there. They lay me down on my stomach, and I said, I got something. I don't know what the hell this is. And she goes, and she told me, Dr. Grimm was her name, St. Margaret Mercy Healthcare, Francis.
You don't want a Dr. Grimm, do you?
I want Dr. Sunshine.
Yeah. Hammond, Indiana. I had no idea what was going on. Hammond, Indiana. She goes, well, listen. She goes, you got a polyanatal cyst. It happens to young men, big men, hairy men.
Wow.
He goes, you're all three.
All three.
She goes, you're all three. I'm like, yeah. She goes, what's going to happen? She goes, it's going to have to alleviate itself.
Big men, hairy men.
She goes, I'm going to give you medication. Right?
Like a cream?
Right. No, just you go, medication that's going to help bring it to its head. Right? And I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand. I never even knew what was happening, right? Nothing.
It popped in your pants?
I told you guys. No. Told you guys what happened here. I never heard the Vaseline jar open. I never heard her swoosh her two fingers through the Vaseline.
She's smooth.
The next thing you know, she sidled up next to me, and, you know, I was laying facing the
opposite direction. Asked if you want to go to dinner?
She puts her, and she didn't ask me even if I want to go to dinner before she violated me. She puts her arm across my lower back. She says, I'm going to have to check your prostate for any, you know.
Infection.
I said, you're going to have to check what?
Infection.
It didn't even dawn on me.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, she's two fingers deep in me. And she's over there fucking manipulating my prostate like it was
she milking it?
12-inch softball.
Did you get hard?
I thought it was Jenny Finch fucking operating that softball.
Did you blow your load?
I didn't do anything. I was stunned. I was shocked.
Haven't you ever seen Road Trip?
Yeah, you're not thinking about it. Have you not had the
prostate
exam? Like
you're not thinking about blowing a load.
Yeah, no, not
haven't
at all.
Haven't you seen Road Trip?
She was like this to me. Yeah, I did, because he was
I'm
going to
perform a procedure on you called milking the prostate.
Yeah, I did see that. It was funny.
Oh,
so
man.
My problem was after that, it's like she didn't give you a handkerchief or anything to wipe the excess goop out of your keister. So I'm like, I'm walking down the hall after she gave me the prescription. After she did that, she said it doesn't seem like there's anything there. She goes, when it alleviates yourself, you're going to have to go see a doctor to see if it's cancerous or not.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it was serious stuff. I walk out. My sister looked at me. Hey, well, what do you think? She goes,
you just got violated.
I go, Eva, she stuck her fingers in my ass. She broke down. She's laughing her.
How long ago was this?
This is when my brother got married, 1993.
Wednesday. Oh, wow.
Michael got married
right in the heart of your playing career.
Well, yeah, it was my third year.
Oof.
So when I went back up to Green Bay, I told them what I had, and then they sent me to a doctor in Ashwaubenon or Alloway.
And I don't want to go see a doctor in Ashwaubenon.
They took me in. Now, he goes to me. But it took a while. I didn't do it for like 6 months. It took a while.
Oh,
then I go in there, and the doctor goes, well, it's a little bit bigger than I thought. So they took the damaged tissue out.
Jeez.
He's got it in a petri dish, and he shows me. Oh. It looked like thorns on a fucking rose. He should have fucking removed them there. God. Disgusting.
Dude,
I'm the one it's happening to. And then he shoves a tampon in the crack of my ass and says, you'll be fine.
This is amazing.
Okay, so it alleviated itself that night. I was
so you had a man pond.
Hey, it was alleviated itself that night.
So it popped in your shorts.
Brandy and I went and got some TCBY. We were watching TV at the
time. Oh, TCBY was a thing in the 90s.
Popping with a little bit of frozen yogurt.
I'm wearing Zubaz. And I think it was Indianapolis called so Zubaz, right? Easy access just in case you wanted to venture down there, right?
And I'm with a giant boil on your ass.
Making out with her, Russian hands, Roman fingers.
With the man pond in his
ass. All of a sudden, I feel no pain.
Wow.
Nothing. I'm moving. I'm like, oh, what's going on? Oh, it feels great. I reach back there to see if it's, God.
It was all liquidy.
It's bloody murder. Bloody murder seeping into my shorts. So I get up and I go, hey, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. And I'm walking backwards. And I guess as I turn to go in, she saw it. It's, oh, my God, somebody murdered you.
Somebody murdered that ass.
It was seeping like dreamsicle.
Wow, this is disgusting.
Red and creamy, like a red dreamsicle, just pouring out of that orifice.
Yeah.
It alleviated itself. I took some Epsom salt baths.
It alleviated itself.
It alleviated itself.
Thank God.
And then she goes, I think I got to go. I go, that's probably a good idea. Right out the front door to her car. Hasta la
vista. Oh, this is when you guys were dating.
Then, yeah, it's 93. This is when we were dating, me and the ex-roommate.
Wow.
And man, I went and then I took a shower. And it's still going, and I had to grab one of my mom's tampons. I had to cut it in half.
MacGyver.
She's just taking one of your
MacGyver. How do you handle that area? It's right there at the top of your ass, the crack of your ass. How do you handle it? What do you do? Where's the bandage for that? You got to find something. You improvise. I improvise. Cut a tampon in half, save the other half for tomorrow.
Fucking disgusting.
For tomorrow.
McTampon.
But no, I can imagine what that looked like between his nuts and his balls.
Yeah. Oh. It was the size of a softball.
Just wanting to pop that.
Yeah.
I just wanting to pop it. And then the crap that comes out of there.
Yeah.
The stench.
Yeah.
The stench is like death coming at you.
I try to keep that area very clean because of all that. Yeah. I don't know if it helps or not.
You don't want
that
problem.
That's a good pro tip right there.
The problem is every time you shave, you take your head or clip, you take your follicle down, and it's more of a risk when it's down low because that's when
the ingrown hairs. Yeah.
I keep the crack of my ass super clean. I mean, I take the fucking
pro tip. I use soap.
I take the whole. No, you need the power sprayer.
Do you
use power spray with the handle? Take the handle, I stick it right up my asshole and fucking...
It's the way my feet get wet. I got to use the handle.
When we first moved into our house in the burbs, there was something in the house or detergents that we were using that was new that was...
Irritating you?
Irritating me. And I broke out into hives. Ooh.
You look like Marian Hossa.
Down low, yes. Oh, down low, like around between my legs. Oof. And in the balls area, but more between the legs.
The testicular area.
And so up north, I was trying to get to a dermatologist.
I didn't have a dermatologist.
What am I seeing a dermatologist for?
That's what Gracie's going to school for, right?
Dermatologist. So we got from the new friends up north.
So you found a young lady that was a dermatologist.
How did you know this?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you found a young lady.
Everyone says you've got to see Dr. So-and-so. And I didn't know who doctor, if this was a man or woman, whatever. Right. She was a 9.5.
Yeah.
Really?
I was in the room. Hot. The Dr. So-and-so walked
in. Dr. Sidorides?
I kid you not, she's a 9.5. Gorgeous. She walks into the room, and I've got to pull down my pants and show her between my legs.
No women.
One of the most embarrassing moments in the world.
She looked at stuff and goes, God, that looks like a penis, only smaller.
No women doctors. Male doctors only for me. I'm not putting myself in that situation.
Don't you have a female internist?
Used to. Downtown, right.
No chance.
I always liked a female internist.
My prostate's going to get checked again. It's going to be by a dainty young lady with small, thin, slender fingers.
My doctor doesn't have huge hands, so I don't mind. When it's time for him to do it, he's not a big guy, so
listen,
I don't mind.
I tell this story all the time. He's the doctor that when I got here in 89, he was the Bears internist. So, I've kept him ever since, and he's a friend.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about, a basketball game, and next thing you know, he's got a finger up.
It is odd that a friend.
It is an odd experience.
Yeah, the whole fist lit in. What's going on?
Yeah. Like, has he ever been over to your house?
I don't think so, no.
Yes, because that'd be a little too
afterwards,
awkward.
Afterwards, yes.
You know, like, hey, Doc.
But it's always, hey, how are the kids? Everybody's doing good.
A dozen roses.
Now turn it off.
I don't know. I can't do it. I like a male doctor, small hands, perfect. I had a massage yesterday by a man, though, and it was fucking awesome. I like a big, meaty, fucking big, thick paws on a man. right? When he's going to give you a good massage. This guy, oof, it was top notch.
It hurt you?
It hurt. I mean, it was one of those where.
You deserve it.
I needed it, though. A little tense. You know, I hadn't had a massage in a while.
Sure. You got to get a regular massage.
Well, I know. I try to go at least once a month, but I hadn't been in a little while.
You're a teepee. You're a wigwam.
He even said, yeah, he goes, this is ridiculous. He goes, you're way too tense back here. And I get this recurring thing in my shoulder. What is this trick? The piriform?
Rhomboid.
What is
this? That's your rhomboid.
No, but what's the nerve?
I've heard piriformis is in your ass.
All right,
kid.
Then it's not piriformis. What is this? He said the name. I've heard you talk about it. It goes into your rotator cuff.
It's not the. Hold on. Hold on. It's supraspinatus.
Supraspinatus. I've heard Yurko say it. He was telling me.
Supraspinatus.
He goes, you've got a problem right here on the supraspinatus. And I was like, oh, I've heard my radio partner talk about the supraspinatus. Yeah. And he had my arm out over the table. I could feel it from my
quivering.
The lower of my back to my fucking fingertips were shaking.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's trying to dig it out of there. And I get like this recurring damage.
Waddle needs a massage. Waddle does not go for massages often.
I need one. I haven't had one in like a year and a half.
I'm not joking. My hand was tingling.
Yeah.
And he's like, relax, relax, breathe. And it was so fucking painful.
You gotta breathe through that. Yeah, you gotta breathe through it.
But I needed it.
A lot of water.
And he had hands like fucking Yurko's.
Like Dave Butts.
Yeah, he did. He had these big, meaty hands.
Giant of a man.
I was like, this is gonna be. When he shook his hand when I first met him, I'm like, this is gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's going to hurt, but it's going to be good.
The hand,
I'm like, look at his hands. They're fucking huge. This is going
to
be good.
Where did you go somewhere?
I go to Elements. I have like a monthly, you know, they charge you a month. You get a free massage every month, and then it's like half off the next one if you ever go for two. Because there's one by my house, and I like them. And the woman who I usually book my appointments through, nice woman named Mary, she said, there's a new guy. She goes, there's a new guy. Everybody's raving about him. She goes, he's new here. He's been in the business forever. He's a new guy. His name is John.
She
goes,
we recruited this guy. Yeah, she goes, John.
She goes, wait. You're going to want this guy.
I was like, all right, I'll go with John.
Yeah, right.
You're going to want this guy. We recruited him through free agency.
She's like, the whole neighborhood's talking about this guy.
Going to Lover's Lane.
And I'm like,
if he's any good at what he does, Rick Hahn won't get him.
That's true. Be careful. We can't talk too much sports because Danny's here.
Good, though, Yurk.
Someone sent me an Athletic article. Did you guys see on the Athletic? I think it was Bowden who wrote.
Chris Bowden is writing?
No, Jim. White Sox as the fit. He listed, I guess, his five most likely spots for Aaron Judge, and he wrote White Sox.
Is that where that came from?
I will never count out Reinsdorf from making a big splash. So the person who sent it to me goes, Jim Bowden should be in jail and the Athletic should be shut down.
The highest free agent contract that's ever been signed was Grandal, right?
Yes.
For the White Sox.
That's what I mean, for the White Sox.
He's
going to go from an $80-some million deal to a $380 million deal.
Get the fuck out of here, Jim Bowden. What are you on, dude?
As long as Rick is smiling,
what did Jerry pay you to write that? Are you fucking kidding me? Give me a break.
Does Jerry want that, though, written? Like, doesn't that make Jerry look worse?
No, because it's somebody's writing nonsense
like
that Jerry Reinsdorf
will, they're in the party. They're in the room.
Don't count out Jerry Reinsdorf to make a splash. Yeah. In what fucking universe?
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Since when?
And he's like quoting, he's going back to 1996 and Albert Bell. Get the fuck out of here. What a
he
joke.
He did that despite the owners.
What a joke. Of course he did. He did it despite the rest of them, and he's never done it again. Embarrassment.
What are you guys hard over?
I'm hard for football, of course, but the White Lotus is back.
I'm caught up. White Lotus, you caught up on the two episodes?
Yeah. I've seen the first two.
If we're going television shows, I'm hard for Yellowstone and Tulsa Kings.
Too, yeah.
Both
are
of them.
Are you coming back?
Oh, yeah. Tulsa Kings looks good.
You know, I'm a sucker for anything Stallone.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, he suck, but I don't know, but I'm in.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that.
I think they both start Sunday, don't they?
I believe they do. I know Yellowstone's
yes.
coming. I'm still way behind in Yellowstone, but I got to
really?
Catch. Yeah, I know.
If
you could
like
skip last season.
You got to
go. I think so, because that's when he decides he's running.
Yeah.
True.
It all leads up into he's going to run.
Right.
And then he's banging that one broad, too, the activist.
Well, don't give it all away for
Colin. Right. It's good. I mean, he's not going to watch it anyway.
No, I will.
But he goes and, you know, she's like, oh, plant-based, so cattle farming, oh, this.
She's cute. What's her?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
And all he says to her, he goes, you know what happens when you till a field? He goes, you kill everything that's in the field. So all your plants that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna eat, and you're gonna do this and that. He goes, you kill voles, you kill this, you kill that, you kill every organism in that field. He goes, so it's not really, you're not really doing much of anything because you're killing all the other animals just to plant
She was in Coyote Ugly.
Crops.
Years.
Yeah, I remember right.
I liked,
she was in Coyote Ugly, the singer, the little girl?
I don't know.
She was the one that came there new?
She was the new one.
She was the new one. And she was the one that could sing.
The first two episodes of the new White Lotus I thought were good, too. Sets up for a
What's her name? Stifler's mom is one of the funniest actresses. Yeah.
She's also in The Watcher that
Waddle has recommended on Netflix. She plays the same role all the time.
She pulls it off, though.
Yes.
You know, I forgot she was Stifler's mom.
That's Stifler's mom.
When she's riding around on that Vespa.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
How about the first White Lotus? How surprising was it? Like some of the scenes, just all of a sudden, you're like, what the fuck?
They went from zero to craziness.
Yeah. Which made it a good show.
I think it's
Michael Imperioli.
Michael Imperioli is in this season, everybody.
Hasn't he aged?
He has aged. Look, The Sopranos ended 15 years ago, and he was no spring chicken then.
Yeah.
You know, more than 15 years.
Christopher Moltisanti?
Yes. Michael Imperioli is in it.
Who plays his dad? What's his name?
That's F. Murray Abraham. It's an incredible cast. Murray Abraham's in it. Michael Imperioli's
in
it.
This one's set in Europe, right?
This one's in Italy. They're speaking a lot of Italian, which is nice. It's in Sicily. Yeah, it's set in Sicily.
I knew it was a reason.
Another
why my
bucket
wife was
list
really
item,
into
Yerk.
It.
Yeah. Another Hawaii.
I've never been to Sicily. I've heard it's beautiful.
I'm hard for Cowboys Packers. Each week, I'm just following the Packers to see how bad it could get. Will that Packer defense feast on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? Mm. Or will the Packers somehow, some way find a way to score some points?
Poor guy, man.
I know you're cheering for the demise of Green Bay, and Rashawn Gary is out now.
Rashawn Gary's done.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if the Packers have a little something for Dallas.
You think so?
Don't be surprised.
They moved the ball a lot last week. Like, they just turned it over three times at the goal line.
They moved it.
If you go back and watch, they moved the ball up and down the field.
Also Detroit.
And Detroit's terrible. You're right. And so it's a different defense now. But you compound everything, like the mistakes they're making, the little amount of trust he has in his receiver. What's the latest on Dobbs, too? Was Dobbs practicing this week?
He's got a high ankle sprain.
So
he's
Dobbs is going to be weeks.
For a while.
All right, it's going to be weeks for Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs.
You know, no Dobbs. They can't keep guys on the field with him. I don't think he trusts anybody other than Lazard.
We have Wildy on our show today. We're recording this Thursday, so if you're listening on the Thursday Waddle and Sylvie show or on the pod, we're having Wildy on. Robert Mays on our Wednesday show.
He was great.
He talked about the possibility of Green Bay trading Aaron Rodgers because they could save some money from the guaranteed contract if they move off of Rodgers in a trade before a certain time.
Before next year?
Yes. Right? It would happen. Like before the league
years. He's on the books for $50 million next year, right?
Like 58, I want to say.
Wow.
So it's really interesting. And I asked him, what should we root for? Are we better off if they trade him or if they keep him?
Trade him.
And they suck and they're cash strapped.
I'd say trade him. I'd say the Bears would be better if he's out of the division.
I agree.
I think it's a better chance for them next year if he's out of the division.
But we thought that with Russell Wilson.
I know, but he's a lot better than Russell Wilson.
But I'm saying look at Seattle, how quickly they were able to get it right. Did you ever think that Seattle would be better without Russell Wilson?
No,
could that
I guess
happen
I see
to Green Bay?
I think the interesting thing to watch going forward, because as you said, they got Dallas this week, and then they get Buffalo, don't they?
They have Buffalo.
They have some other teams.
They do.
At what point do they make the decision, they're out of the postseason, are we going to play Jordan Love?
Play Love. I asked Yurko that on Monday.
I think you have to.
And will that piss off Rodgers?
No.
I also think he's hurt.
They got
$100
million.
I don't want to make excuses for him, but I bet you we're going to find out his thumb's a lot more messed up.
He's got $100 million guaranteed. Bench guy with $100 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. He had no more guaranteed money there, and you wanted to make a conscientious decision.
What if you come to him, though, and say, hey, listen, I mean, maybe he consents to it.
Go get your thumb surgery? If you're a competitor.
Yeah, what if he needs thumb surgery?
What if San Francisco and him finally want to pair up?
That's in the offseason. That's not got anything to do with this season. That's the offseason. That's next year.
Well, of course. Can't.
But if they're out of it, he'd be more open to just, hey, get my thumb better.
Right. Get better.
Well, what's the responsible thing to do as a franchise? If you're out of the postseason, you've drafted this fucking kid, obviously overdrafted him, but don't you need to see him play?
Are they 3-6?
They are.
3-6, yeah.
So are they out of it?
I said when they get there.
Yeah.
I mean, they could easily be 3-8. Who do they have after Dallas?
Listen, December 16th.
Look at their schedule. Hold on.
You want to go to them when you're out of the playoffs and say that? That's different than doing it now.
No, I'm not saying now. I'm saying at what point do the Packers decide maybe the final 4 weeks of the season.
You got the Titans and Eagles.
Hey, what if they win the next three?
Titans, Eagles.
Three of the toughest teams.
Bears, Rams, Dolphins.
Of course.
Like, this is going to shock everybody, and they just go, here we go.
It's an enormous what if.
All right, boys.
All right, Charlie.
Everyone got their what they're hard for?
Blue Chew.
Brought to you by Blue Chew.
I don't know if I got it. I'm hard for the World Cup. It's starting this week.
I'm excited.
American roster was finalized.
We're going on a run this year, boys. You guys better be ready.
I hope so.
You guys better be ready. Don't laugh. Here, come.
I'm ready, but I don't know.
You said the guy that watches zero soccer.
I know more than you think.
What do you know?
This is
you were going to say you knew more than me.
I'm glad you stopped yourself.
You better watch.
And said I know more than you think I know.
You better watch Renningham.
All right. So who got left off the roster? Who got left off the roster?
You won't wind
Can you break down?
You sound like Joe Biden right now.
Break down.
Sound like Fetterman.
can you break down Tim Weah's impact on the roster, Sylvie?
Yeah, that's now I know what you're going for right
George
there.
George Weah's kid.
It is George Weah's kid. Yes, it is. There's two great
Reyna's
progenies, right? Reyna's, Claudio Reyna's kid and George Weah's kid.
And Steven Schumacher.
The Schumacher.
Karl-Heinz Grunitza this year is going to have a major impact.
Willie Roy. Wait
till Rudy Glenn steps in with Franz Matthew.
I'm with you.
I love Claudio Reyna's son, Giovanni.
The 79 Sting I could break down like this.
He plays for Borussia Dortmund.
He does, yeah. Giovanni
Reyna. What about the great Arno Steffenhagen?
Oh, I love Arno Steffenhagen.
Fantastic.
Yes. All right. Very good. Get yourself some Blue Chew, everybody. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Unhinged. We'll see you next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?